Cheers his film before a live studio audience. Excuse me. Does a Carla Tortelli Lebec ne Lozuponi work here?
You talking to her? What's it to you?
My name is Whitley Morris. I represent the estate of your late grandfather, Antonio Lozuponi. No doubt you know that Antonio deserted your grandmother in 1921. What you may not know is that he hopped a freight to Los Angeles that year, taking with him only his lucky quarter. He worked packing fruit until he raised enough capital to open up his own business selling candied peaches. With the profits from this, he invested in oil and, through judicious management of his funds, amassed a fortune well in excess of $20 million.
Miss, can I order a beer?
What do I look like, a waitress? Go on.
On his deathbed, Antonio felt remorse for the family he'd left behind in Boston, and he made out a will leaving his entire fortune to the surviving Lozuponis, of which you are one.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, this was not discovered until the death last month of Antonio's unscrupulous, illegitimate son, Paolo, who suppressed the will and in 10 short years squandered the entire fortune on fast horses and loose women.
What does that leave me?
Grandfather Lozuponi's lucky quarter. Congratulations.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yes, Miss Al.
I just got my butt chewed out on your account.
Must have been a real light eater.
My boss was going through the personnel records and he found an alarming discrepancy.
Okay, I confess. I was $3.47 short on the receipts last October, so I put money in from my own pocket. I always knew it would catch up with me. You don't have to say anything, Miss. I'll get my things and leave quietly.
Woody, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, then never mind.
Woody, the comptroller found out that you have been working at Cheers for 4 years and you have never taken one vacation.
That's true. I have a perfect attendance record.
Well, you have to take one now. It's company policy.
Well, I don't like vacations. I like working here. I like the people. Well, why should I leave? What's the point?
The point is a happy workplace. The point is dealing with stress. Look at you, Woody. Can't you see that you're on the verge of an emotional burnout?
Gee, I am beginning to feel a little on edge.
I'm sorry, Woody. Why don't you just do this for me, please? Why don't you go take a trip and see your folks?
My folks were just here.
Oh, Woody, your parents were in Boston? Why don't you bring them by to meet us?
What, like they got nothing better to do?
Good point.
I'm going to call the corporate travel agent and have her create a wonderful trip for you. Woody, you're going to love it.
You say so, Miss Hal.
Yeah, look, Woody, travel was great. You know, when I left the country to go see Expo, it gave me a whole new slant on life.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you haven't lived until you've seen Bonanza dubbed into French Canadian.
Woody,
what's going on? So, Praise, where's Lilith these days?
It's been 3 or 4 weeks since we've seen old Death with Hips. You're not trying to hide her from us, are you?
No. Why would I do a thing like that?
How's she handling her pregnancy?
Well, same as any other woman. Perfectly normal, nothing unusual. Well, true, she does experience the occasional temporary hormonal imbalance, but, you know, Lilith, she's so repressed emotionally that only her husband would notice.
Lay your hands upon me, everyone. I am life.
Oh, boy.
I am mother. My man's seed is nourished within me. Touch my breasts, my friend. I am lactating.
Well, I tell you, it's kind of first for me. But I'm going to pass.
Forgive me for bursting in on you, but the little bud couldn't bear to be parted from his, her daddy another instant. Whisper to him, her, through my navel.
Later, after I finish this trick. Perhaps a few more.
Oh, Carla, sister woman. Why didn't you ever share with me the religious wonder of this experience when you were great with child?
I was too busy puking.
A small price to pay for becoming a fountain of life. A moist, nourishing acre of loam from which shall spring the future of the human race.
Speaking of puking, would you excuse me for a moment?
I am a cradle of life. My womb is the Tigris and the Euphrates. I am a slender tendril reaching back to the primordial ooze.
I'm planning on having her committed.
That's been a very difficult decision for you.
Oddly enough, no.
I don't know what they did with the birth goo, and I don't want to know.
But the placenta is the tidal pool of life. I'm planting mine under a tree in the backyard so my nutrients can feed its roots. I shall become one with the planet. I shall suckle the earth itself. I shall unite with the universe.
Oh, for God's sake, woman, get a hold of yourself. You're having a baby, big deal. A fly is a mother a thousand times. You don't see her making an ass of herself in front of her husband's friends.
I beg your pardon.
Well, Lilith, it was fine in the privacy of her own home, but... I mean, now you're embarrassing me in front of people who would like to be my peers.
I'm sorry, Fraser. I thought you were as enraptured by this life force we're creating as I am.
Well, I am, in theory.
Oh, yes, well, that's right. For the man, it's all theory. For the mother, it's the deepest, richest, most moving, all-encompassing love you'd ever hope to imagine, but I'll suppress it for you. Are you happy?
That's my girl. Lilith, you misunderstood. I loved it. Darling, Angel Face, Peapod.
He's a dead man. And put the tag in his tooth, close the drawer.
Hey, Harry, look at here. Yeah? It was on my route, somebody gave me a box of chocolates. You want one?
Yeah. Assortment, huh? Yeah, I like buttercreams, but I can never tell which one's which. Nope. That's not either, man.
Hey, Prash. What's the latest with Madame Overy?
Oh, she's fine.
Don't sound too happy about it.
Well, frankly, Sam, I'm not. I feel like hell for what I said to her the other day. I've taken the most beautiful experience of her life and turned it into something as pedestrian as flossing one's teeth. I wish I could take back every hateful word I said.
Phrase. Vera. No, nougat. Vera and I have this little technique that we use that whenever we say something that we regret to each other, we agree never to talk about it again, and it works like a charm.
Well, Norm, I don't agree. It's, once you start to bury your feelings, you stop talking. Finally, don't spend any time together at all.
Right. Works like a charm. You believe that? An entire box of chocolates and not one buttercream.
Woody, your passport came.
Thanks, Sal. Gee, Woody, where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to Venice and then Florence, and then I got to see the Seven Hills or something or other. I don't know.
Woody, you're going to love Italy. I'll never forget my first trip. Bunking in youth hostels, thumbing rides, this wild fling with this crazy Italian boy who never told me his name. And then one night, getting hold of some cheap wine and getting really plastered and ripping off all my clothes. Changing for choir practice. I was with my church group.
Seems like it used to be a lot more fun.
Yeah. Why did you lose this childlike love of life? And why couldn't I have known you back when you were cheap and slutty?
What's this, Miss Al?
Oh, they just want to know who to notify in case of death or accident.
Well, what do they think is going to happen to me over there?
They don't think anything's going to happen, Woody. Just calm down.
What's this about not smuggling foreign meats into the country? What's wrong with foreign meat? And if there is something wrong with it, what's going to happen to me after I've been eating it for a week? And look, it says here if I mutilate this passport, it renders it invalid. Suppose I'm just about to go through U.S. Customs, some crazy person breaks into my luggage, mutilates my passport, and fills my suitcase full of meat.
That's a chance all travelers take.
Why, there's my Kanga in her little room. Do you feel the butterfly of life fluttering within you?
It's either that or gas. Could I speak with you for a moment in relative privacy?
Of course.
Now, I know you don't want me carrying on about the pregnancy, and believe me, I don't intend to. But I thought as a doctor, you might like to hear one thing.
What is that? It sounds like... It is. Is it a little heartbeat? My child's heartbeat. Life. I am a giver of life. I have planted my seed.
I am your fertile ground.
Lo, see what we have wrought.
Let's go sleep on the roof nude, my dear, and let the rain nourish our child.
Yes, why not? Nude and unashamed. Why should we be ashamed? Our child will never be ashamed.
Want a bet?
Oh, Woodman, today's the day, huh?
Yeah, you ready for the big trip, bud?
I guess so. I'm just going through this book trying to put together a few useful Italian phrases.
Let's hear one.
All right. Sono stato randemente straziato in un disastro ferroviario. Per favore, spartimi.
That's great. What's it mean?
I have been hideously mangled in a train accident. Please shoot me.
Greetings, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what time are you two due at the square dance?
Well, thank you to be serious. My woman made this shirt.
It's my first.
Yes, we've decided to stop parasitically living off the labor of others. From now on, we provide for ourselves.
We've been examining our lives, and we've discovered some frightening things.
You finally found Diane walled up in Fraser's crawl space?
We're so civilized, we've cut ourselves off from our true animal nature. Accordingly, we've decided to forsake the city and go live in the wilderness.
Yes, I'm going to leave behind the 20th century, and I will build a cabin with my own two hands and the sweat of my brow.
You guys want these pretzels?
No, thank you. From now on, I only eat what I kill.
Then I suggest you kill about a half dozen beers and lighten up.
Don't you think you guys are getting a little carried away? I mean, all of us want to chuck it all sometimes, but you can live to regret that kind of thing. I mean, believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
Sammy, excuse me, you're not going to tell that long, boring story about how you sold the bar and bought a boat to sail around the world and then the boat sank, are you?
No, Norm. I'm not. I'm perfectly aware how that turning point in my life means nothing to you. So I'm going to tell a story about a friend of mine who bought a truck to drive around the world.
Sam, if this story is meant to discourage us, it's going to fall on deaf ears. I've already burnt our last bridge. I'm proud to announce that the doctor has given up his practice.
Oh, come on.
You did what?
Yes. We put our house on the market. I helped Lilith compose her letter of resignation to Boston General. And I just canceled my paranoia workshop. So all we need to do now is buy a stout axe and a plot of land in the wilderness.
And I'll stand by your side and bear your young and cook your meals. Try not to get them mixed up.
Wait, hold, listen. Have either of you even lived outside of the city?
Well, I admit we are urbanites, but we've always enjoyed the country whenever we've flown over it.
Listen, why don't you try living, for a week in the woods? See how you like it.
Well, that's a possibility.
Hey, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine has a cabin in northern Maine.
Sammy, you didn't take it around the world, did he?
Why don't you just, borrow it for a little while? See how you like it. Huh?
Well, it's a tempting thought. What do you think, Lola?
Well, it's possible. We could put our careers on hold just for now and take a few days off next week to become one with nature.
By George, we'll do it. Next week, it's into the woods.
Great.
Thank you, Sam. Oh, gee, if I run, I can make by 3:00.
But, dear, you just canceled your paranoia workshop.
All right. Well, I'll deny it. Tell them it's part of a government conspiracy. They'll eat that up.
It's perfect.
Not quite. What's this abomination? There. Now we can live like our forefathers. I will go, my love. And I will go to Innisfree, and a cabin build there, of clay and wattles made.
Fraser, dearest, I feel the coldness. It's good. Let's celebrate the coldness. There, that's done. Now let's celebrate warmness, and quickly.
Yes. Warmth. I will give my family warmth. Where are the matches?
I thought you brought them.
You telling me you didn't bring any matches?
No, I'm telling you, you didn't bring any matches.
Well, not to worry, even better.
Right. We'll do as our forebears did.
Yes, I'll go slit open a moose and we can climb in and bunk there for the night. Pioneer humor. Well, our forebears laughed.
Oh, here's just the thing.
Doing?
Well, I'm striking two stones together to get a spark.
Ah, then be ready to jump back, lest a flame singe your eyebrows.
Look, please, I've never done this before, and I could use some support.
Well, if you don't know what you're doing, why did you drag me up here in the dead of winter?
Well, because that's when you just happened to get pregnant.
No, I think that's when you just happened to knock me up.
I think that's when you just happened to forget to take your pill.
I sense civilization creeping in.
My wild asparagus. Forgive me.
No, it's I who should apologize. We don't need a fire. We have our body heat to keep us warm.
No. My wife and child need a fire, and I'm going to build it for them, but it takes all day.
And we'll stand right by you while you do it.
Say, Lilith, it might help me to get a rhythm going if you would sing one of those simple work songs that our forefathers so beloved.
I don't know any work songs.
Well, sing whatever you do know.
I only know one song.
Well, sing that then.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
I never had so much fun in my whole life.
Oh, I knew you'd love Italy if you just give it a chance.
Oh, well, I never actually made it to Italy.
What?
Yeah, I fell asleep and missed my flight.
Okay, pay up.
So, Woody, where were you all week?
The airport?
It was great. I met people from all over the world.
You spent your entire vacation at the airport?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, at first I felt terrible about missing my flight, but then I started talking to this really nice guy, and it turned out he's from India. Can you imagine that? I'm from Indiana, and he's from India? We laughed about that for hours. At least I think that's what he was laughing at.
I'm glad you had a good time, Woody. I didn't expect you back today. I thought you need a rest, so I didn't schedule you until tomorrow.
Great. I'm out of here.
Where are you going?
I hear great things about the bus depot.
Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Day is...
Shut up! Ow. Oh, no. Oh, God, I think I'm going to turn black now and the nail's going to fall off.
No one said life in the wilderness would be easy. Here, let me try.
No, Lilith. I must get back up on that horse. That I made a spark.
I knew you could do it.
This is the most glorious moment of my life. I've never felt so proud and triumphant.
No prouder than I, my Prometheus.
Lilith, with these two rocks, I can accomplish anything. I've never felt closer to you.
Nor I you. Of course, we haven't actually achieved fire yet.
Good point. So, you know what? Grab some more of that paper, and we'll wad it up and use it to catch it on the spark.
Oh, a Boston paper.
Is it?
The restaurant review section.
Restaurant?
Of course, they're raving about Laporta's. $200 for a dinner. How decadent.
No doubt about it. Our society is in decay.
Can you believe we actually frequented that place? Perfumed and pompous.
Living off the labor of others.
Eating the flesh of animals we didn't even kill.
It was good, though.
The tarragon glaze was impeccable.
The creme brulee was a poem.
Of course, quality isn't the point.
No, it's a moral issue.
And if it's food you want, why, I'll cook you a hearty American meal. Lentils and okra over our open fire.
My mouth is watering already. Lilith, I'm thinking something. And I think you're thinking it, too. But neither of us wants to admit that we're thinking it for fear that the other one isn't thinking it. So I think it's very important that we both say what we're thinking simultaneously. If indeed we are thinking the same thing, and I think we are. So, are you ready?
I want to go home.
If we drive 70 all the way, do you think we can make it to Laporta's for the 10 o'clock seating?
No, I don't think so.
Then we'll charter a plane. That's the beauty of civilization. You can buy anything.